You follow the main track to the end of the path and turn onto the small trail that takes you through the bush to Littleton Street, with Fletcher Street on your right. Suddenly, a voice booms through the trees.
Great choice. The fire teaching is a story about feelings and setting goals.
You ponder this a moment. The many kinds of feelings we can have. Love, happiness, anger, resistance, courage, patience and persistence. Then, as if on cue, a soft, persistent voice, urgent and lyrical, rises from the land.
In the time of creation, Bunjil created a mountain that he named Kurichiang, covered in grasses and trees and plants. At the top of the mountain was a really, really tall tree. And right at the top of that tree was a huge nest. In that nest lived Wapul, the eagle, and Wah, the white crow. Wah and Wapul were the best of friends. They even called each other brother. Underneath a piece of bark lived a little tiny bat called Yaran Mulawit. He often welcomed people that come onto the country, and he loved living in that tree underneath the nest. Unfortunately, the eagle, Wapul, was having a bit of a think one day, and he thought, well, I'm much bigger than Wah, the white crow. I can fly higher than Wah, the crow. I can see further than Wah, the crow, so I should be the boss of this mountain. So he kicked Wah out of the nest. Well, needless to say, Wah was horrified and flew off into the distance. Yaran Mulawit, he came out and he told Wah pull off. Wah was your best friend and now you've had a big argument with him. Wah pull hung his head and said, I don't know why I did that. I feel really, really sorry for what I've done. I'll apologise to Wah and that will fix everything up. Now, while this was happening, Wah the crow had flown off to a different country. And as Wah was flying along, a big bolt of lightning came down out of the sky and it hit a tree, burst into flames. Now, Wah was fascinated because he'd never seen fire before. He thought, what a beautiful thing this is. I'm going to go down and have a closer look. So, of course, he flew down and he got a little bit too close to the flames and they singed all his feathers. He ended up being black. That's why Wah is black today. He sat and watched what happened as the fire slowly burnt the rest of the tree. Picked up one of the little branches that was on the ground that was still on fire at the end, and he flew back to Kurichiang. When Wah got close to Kurichiang, Yaran Mulawit saw him coming and flew out to greet him. Wah, we're so excited that you're back. Wapul is really sorry for what he did and he's going to apologise to you and then you'll be friends and you'll be able to fly together. What's that you have got in your claw? And Wah said, I'm going to pay Wapul back for what he did to me. But Wah didn't listen. So Wah flew over the top of that gigantic nest and he dropped the piece of burning wood into the nest. So it burst into flames. Fortunately, Wapul the eagle and Yaran Mulawit the bat could fly. So they flew off to different sides of the mountain and they watched their beautiful big mountain burn. And when that mountain had finally cooled down a little bit, Yaran Mulawit thought, well, we just can't leave it at this. So he went and got Wah and Wapul the eagle and he sat them down. And then eventually they came to a compromise. They would still live in the same area together, but they wouldn't live together. The eagle flies high. He builds his nest at the top of the trees and he prefers to be the higher areas. Wah the crow prefers down in the grasslands and the low hills. And when Wah builds his nest, he builds it further down a tree. So the Jajawarung people call Wapul, or the wedge-tailed eagle, the boss of the mountains. And they call Wah the crow the boss of the hills and the grasslands.
Fire represents anger and greed. Why did the fire turn cold? Fire turned cold to teach us patience and kindness. We can't always agree, but we can make space within ourselves to accommodate one another's differences. We can learn to compromise and live together. Setting goals is key to building peace on earth.
Oh, that's Harley's voice you recognise, but you can't see him. What he says makes sense. You scan the area, looking for him, and feel the urge to ask more about the mystery. You get a sense that you're close to figuring it out. You also feel the more stories you hear, the more whole the land feels, and the more whole you are. And hearing this story compels you to place a mark in the land to symbolize what this story means to you. You make a point to set a personal goal, to build peace on earth, and to symbolize this in your life so you don't forget your goal. You draw a circle on the ground. Something tells you not to disturb any rocks as you do this, as you know there's an endangered pink-tailed worm lizard in these parklands that uses small rocks as their home. How do you know this, you wonder? In any case, you know that the circle is helping to build the land's sense of memory as well as your own. The more people who add their mark, the more people there will be to remember the stories and their significance. Everyone will have contributed to setting a goal for creating a more peaceful world. You have changed as a being filled with the spirit of the land. You're also a little bigger than before. You feel the wind on your skin and in your hair. In fact, your hair is flying in your face, but as you go to brush it back, something zaps over you. Somehow you know about this creature, but can't quite place how you know. You think following it will help you arrive at the answer. Your whole body is being sucked forward with the force of the serpent moving past you. You need to get back to the Burke and Will statue on Mostyn and Will Street for the final part of the story. You see the serpent surge through the sky. You carefully cross the road at Littleton Street and head for the monument, watching the serpent tail duck and weave.